thank you for such a great people. Because your people are precious. And we treat them like they're precious. They're precious heart. They're your people. And we ask that you bless this thy people. Bless us as we go into this new year. Bless our going in and our coming out. Bless us in the storehouse. Bless us not to lack anything. God, because we know you're able. And we serve a great big God. Give us a word to stand by. Just bring us through the week. And give us a thought to stand. We ask all these blessings in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Then you'll put Ephesians 6 and 13.
All right.
Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. You may be able to withstand in this evil days, and as he said, having done all, just stand. After I prayed, just stand. After I believed, just stand. After I obeyed, just stand. After I've done all I know to do, I will stand. Look at your neighbor and say, I will stand.
I will stand.
In his last evil days.
His last evil days.
Standing means the battle has shifted.
Amen.
From what you to do to what you believe. You don't stand in your strength. You stand in God's finished work. And when you stand, heaven stands with you. After you've done all stand, there comes a moment in every believer's life when actions give way to posture. Paul says, having done all to stand. That means there's a point where you prayed, you fasted, you sought counsel, you obeyed God, and the instruction from heaven is not to do no more, but just stand firm. Standing is not weakness. Standing is warfare. Standing says, I trust God, even when I don't see movement. The enemy wants you to think that because nothing looks different, nothing is different, but the truth is the greatest battles are often won in unseen places. When you think he's not there, he's there. Sometimes you get down to your last dollar. I heard a lot of stories. I heard some stories even from some of y'all.
Come on, that's right.
Didn't have groceries. Didn't know how they was going to make it through the month.
Yeah.
And they prayed. And suddenly, a knock on the door came later. They went to the door, opened it up. There's grocery laying right in front of the door. I heard those stories. And I can tell you some of me and my wife's own battles. Just this last year, there was selling drugs in front of the house. They took over the block. Some of y'all heard the story. Some of y'all even saw it. And we got to the point because we weren't scared of the boy because they got to know if they actually start cleaning up our yard for us. I wouldn't bother them out there what they were doing. They wouldn't bother me. They were just out there. They had the whole block. And so we did. We prayed. And God blessed us with the finances to move. So we moved.
Amen.
We moved out in Brown Deer. Much better area.
Yes.
And where was that? But in the meanwhile, we still had the house.
Yes.
So if you never heard of it, it's called deed in lieu. You can give the house back. It's called deed in lieu. So we applied for the deed in lieu. And as we was going through the process, we got a black lady, we had called her, she was in the deed in lieu department. So we explained to her the situation. And she said, wow, I don't blame y'all for not staying there. So we thought we had the deed in lieu in the bag, but he take back the house. But they went another way. They didn't get the foreclosure on us in the other house. So I'm thinking in my mind, I know what that sister told me, but this ain't the outcome. So they start calling us. They would start sending us letters, because when your name is down there, the lawyer's going to send you foreclosed letters that they represent you. One of them letters was coming. And it was coming after us. So the table had changed. The devil had got in the mix of it. And I knew. I said, if they do the foreclosure, we got this new house. They're going to put a lien on this house. So I'm right. We pray.
Come on now.
I promise y'all, a month with me. But we pray. And God did not waste no time. When we prayed, everything shifted. Remember, we still standing.
Right.
We ain't going to help, right? Front. It shifted. The battle shifted. Looked in the mirror, come back and said, congratulations, you got the deed in lieu. Right. Come on, give God some praise. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. That deed in lieu, you don't know, it's not going to think. My wife looked at me, I looked at her. I said, we just prayed about this a couple days ago. She said, look how fast God has to move. So here we are now, waiting. They're doing the final last things that they're doing about the house. We had to keep it clean, which it was clean. They sent somebody over there, wanted to, you got to have a house clean and everything out of the house. That's what they require. And New York kept up. We sent Jose over there to get the news up. But they just told us they're going to give us a check. I looked at my wife, I said, you see that? I said, so I didn't know nothing about this. So I called and got, he was looking, he said, y'all got the, he said, yeah, matter of fact, they're getting y'all a check. I said, they give us a check, right? I looked at my wife. I said, well, God is good, ain't he? He take care of us. God will take care of you, because once you pray, you have to believe. And you have to stand. Don't do nothing. So they were trying to bump us off and put us in. They were trying to get us, because they have filed for foreclosure. So these thick papers, man came to the door with these thick old papers. One of my wanted me, and my wife wouldn't sign nothing. I was just pulling up. And she said, there you go, right? She came out. He said, I need to move. And I said, okay, I signed. Got down to Brenda and said, I ain't selling, signing nothing. He got to eat, but wait on you. So God brought us out of that. So I'm telling you this year, 2026, you need to just stand. Don't try to, you don't need to do nothing to fix nothing. Sometimes we try to fix something, but God already got it fixed. But we stick our 2 cents in and think we can do it, you know. And even today we're talking about it in a lesson. And I know you wonderful women, some of them are waiting in your husband. You don't have to help God. God gonna give you a husband. But you gotta sit your tail down and be still. What you waiting? What you doing? All you gotta do is fix your hair up, get dressed, look good, smell good, and go to step. That's all you gotta do. Keep waiting and believe it.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, we all messed up at times. We all picked the wrong part of this. You know, the funny thing about this ministry, by me being married twice, and y'all know what I went through in the church world.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, the church world, the church, they tried to lynch me. Boy, they had me out there. And didn't even know the story. Didn't even know what happened. Didn't know this girl was trying to kick my butt, scratching me up and all that, and I wouldn't touch it because I wasn't going back to walk home. My man was, I ain't going back to walk home, come hell or high water. I ain't going there no more. So this woman was scratching me up and everything. So when it went down, the church said, he just got saved, it was him. I see one lady at the grocery store. I spoke to a missionary. She was a district missionary. I spoke to her. She said, yeah, you walked off from your wife. I looked at her. She was calling herself getting that. I held my peace. She got done. I said, all right, I'll talk to you later. I said, my man, you don't know what you're talking about.
They are outside looking
in. Then but you know who knew? The pastor's wife knew the truth. Because one day I was all scratched up. I went to come to church. I took my face scratched up. And she said, go in the bathroom. She said, look for this little brown thing. It's round. I said, it's round. So I went in there. I said, it's a brown thing in a circle. She said, open it up. I said, mother, this makeup. She said, get that sponge. She said, I want you to take that sponge and put on them scratches. You say you want to come to church? I said, yes, I do want to come to church. And she was already there, see? But she told him a different story. So I did all that. Went to church. And so we split. Then I ran into another brother. He said, yeah, Pastor Cole. Everybody talking. He said, you walked up with your wife and this and that. And he said, but I know the truth. He said, that girl was jumping on you. Because the mother, I said, yeah, she would. I said, but I ain't trying to tell these folks anything. They just judge me. He just got saved. He was hooked on drugs. He was in prison. He did everything wrong. He was a drug addict at one time. They just do everything, but nothing on her. So what I decided, I just said, when they asked me, my answer is going to be from now on, you go deal with it. Now, that's what you do. I'm done with this conversation. You go live with it and scratch your butt. But God brought me through that. I stood still. I took the licks. You go get some licks.
Oh, yeah.
She getting in the book. See, the church, and I started off that y'all know the difference about this church. The church, some of them still haven't comprehended that there is a such thing as an divorce. They will hold you to the very end. But it's in there, if you look at it, you'll find it. Even though in Matthew, when he get to the end, he said, every man cannot receive this same.
Yes.
It ain't for everybody. So in this church, what I like about it, we kind of link together because we got some divorced folks in here and God is bringing us together. Come on, give God some praise. We on our way to glory while they talking to you. While they talking about us, we on our way to heaven. But they're talking about it. God is blessing us. We're driving, we're rolling, new home. Come on, give God some praise. God is blessing us. So, when Israel stood still at the Red Sea, God did the moving. Moses got to the Red Sea. He stood and brought all these people up to the Red Sea. And you know how they look at, oh, we ain't gonna get through that. He done brought us in so we could die. And we can't get through there. And God said to Moses, what you got in your hand? Lifting. Then it started. Then the people said, woo, look at this. So Moses stood still though when he did his job. Jehoshaphat stood and prayed. God said ambushes. When Jesus stood silent before his accusers, redemption was unfolding. Standing means he refused to retreat into fear, doubt, or compromise. Now, I have to be honest with y'all. Concerning myself, I ain't got to hide nothing. My life is open book. And a lot of times when I be riding, the devil tried to trick me by jumping on the highway. Now, Missionary David jumped on to be gone in a matter of seconds. Boy, when I think I'm on the highway, then I fear getting me. You're on the highway, you have an accident. Somebody will hit you.
Shonda Barbershop has been serving the Milwaukee community since 2009, for over 15 years. Customer service is exceptionally pleasant, and they are extremely patient with their customers. To schedule an appointment, please visit Shonda Barbershop on 5331 West Hampton Avenue or call 414-202-4756. Hairstyles and haircuts start at $60. That phone number again is 414-202-4756.
Watch this, y'all. I finally got to the point. I was riding, I jumped on, I have myself jumping on it every time. I'm going to beat you at this game. Trying to put fear in me. I jump on it now, roll. But I'm standing. So that don't mean he ain't going to try to put no fear in you. Don't you fool yourself. He going to try to get you with fear wherever he can get you at. But you got to do the opposite and say, okay, what you say I can't do, I'm going to do. Standing means you stay planted in truth. When pressures tell you to fold, standing means you don't abandon faith just because the clock is ticking. Like it was ticking on us in foreclosure. And I said, you know, I always talk to my wife. I said, you know, if something happened to me, I said, what they trying to do, they're going to put a lien on this house. It don't be gone. You're going to have a lien. You're going to be the seller's house or nothing. That's when we went to God.
Yeah.
On a serious tip. I said, If something happened to God, I can't leave her like this. I want her to be in good shape. You know, money in her pocket, whatever she want to do, she can do it.
Yeah.
So, stand when he tell you he leave. And when he say leave, he say, you going to take your clothes too?
Amen.
And then tell them why you're going in the back. But they're going to make you a good meal. What's your favorite meal? They want that chicken and casserole? Stand. He said, having done all, and when you have done all, God asks of you, the rest belongs to him.
Yes.
Your standing position becomes God's operating position.
Yes.
So today, don't panic.
Yes,
don't overreact. Mm-hmm. Don't second guess. Obedience. Just stand clothed in truth, covered in righteousness, anchored in faith. Because when you stand, God fights.
Glory. Yes.
And when God fights, victory is not delayed. It's already decided. Having done all, stand in 2026, he said, stand in 2026. Counterculture. Everything around us said pivot, rebrand, compromise, retreat. But heavens still say, stand.
Oh, yeah.
To stand this time. Mm-hmm. And day means you don't let noise replace truth.
Oh,
to stand in this time.
Yes, yes.
And day. Means don't let noise replace truth. Algorithms are loud. Let's see what this algorithm is. I had to look it up. Let's see what this is. I said, what is this? Algorithm means a step by step by step instructions that are carried out in order. Don't worry about the step one. Step two, step three. And I love this church. I was born in this church. So I would never disrespect this church. I just didn't, when I got saved, some things just didn't get in me. The clothing part didn't get in me, but I always had my suit on, you know, what to deal with, all I had to do. But the clothing part, when the people came, it just didn't get in me. And I told my best friend, I said, man, he said, it's supposed to get in you because we're in a different time now. You see, you can't tell them people what to wear and all that. We ain't, them days over. He said, listen, the Lord told him, he said, he's pastor still. He said, if you leave those clothes alone, I'm going to fill your church up.
That's right.
Ask me how his church is. It's full.
See?
Y'all heard us speak, Pastor Harris? Delivering temple, his church packed.
I believe
and they're wearing their regular clothes.
Yeah.
God ain't looking at that.
I said, wow. Opinions are endless. Outrage cycles are constant. That's the algorithm. Step by step by step. But standing means your conviction is not crowdsourced. You don't move because it's trending. You don't move when God speaks. No, remember, you move when God speaks. Standing in 2026 means standing rooted with life is unstable. Everything is out of control. Your kids out of control. Your house out of control. Your family out of control. Just stand.
Yeah, that's
right. Pray with your faith. Say, God, fix this family. Yeah. Fix these children. Don't try to fix them yourself. Just leave them alone. When systems shake, Margaret shift. Margaret shift. Relationship change. And certainly feels rare standing declares, my foundation is not the economy, not politics,
right,
not Donald Trump.
None of that.
I heard that.
I want to say dumb Donald Trump. Lord forgive me if I offend him. I don't care. Nor Republicans, nor Democrats. My foundation is Christ. Standing means you don't confuse delay with denial. Sometimes you'll get denied. That don't mean God ain't going to reverse it. We was running around looking for a house. And the house was going every time we got in them. Somebody had already beat us. That day, as soon as we leave there, somebody would put
what
God? It's been evil. Moving. We looking all over. Went up to 124 and what was that? 100 center. Center with the house down there, whole house up and down. Center. Remember when I
center,
that place was bad.
Yeah.
And I said, so, you know, we're gonna put a bid on this one. Got home, we called the man and said, somebody just got. So we start moving around. We end up out of Brown Deer. It's one out of Brown Deer. But we walked to that place. The beauty of the place was we could look out the window. There was a park, and the kids was playing ball. And the house was immaculate. I said, "Look at my kids over there." I said, "We take the dog over there. Me and Daniel and Reggie, and hey, play with messing around with your kids." And they was having fun. Got home, it's took it. Kept on praying. Couple more we seen. Couldn't you? Went to this one we in. Walked in there, looked around, and normally Brenda, she won't say nothing. She said something when she need to. She said, "Yep, this is it." I said, "This is it." This is it. Showed up. This hurt because and the day we was moving in, I remember hand to God. A black lady pulled up and she said, "I want to buy that house." I said, "We got this house already. We ain't buying this one." We had the truck out there. He said, "There to pull up, don't you buy that? We got this house." Just because it hasn't manifested itself doesn't mean it's not working. Sometimes you got to wait. And I mean wait. Sometimes I know we try to help God. You don't. My last marriage, soon as I seen that lady, look, she was pretty. She was pretty. I'm sitting in church. I wouldn't say too much, you know. My little brother was sitting next to me, a church man. I said, "That's going to be all right." Why I opened my big fat mouth and said that?
Now what you asked for.
And that's what God gave me. You better be careful what you ask for.
Yeah.
I asked for that, and that woman took me for hell. 5 years of pretty hell. I didn't want to leave because I don't want people to say, "You've been married twice." And one day God told me, I pray. He said, "Stop it." He said, "I don't care if you've been married twice. I forgave you already. Don't ask me that no more." I called him. All right, all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
I got up, wiped my tears up. I won't ask you that no more.
All right. Thank you, Lord.
In 2026,
yes.
Faith must outlast frustration. You gonna be frustrated.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
This job, they ain't paying me all my money.
Yeah.
They done turn around. First they said they're gonna do this. Yeah. Now they're doing something else. Don't get frustrated. Your blessing is on the way.
Right.
Just stand still. God, see what they did. All you gotta do is say, God, did you see what they did? He already saw it.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
So here we are. When in the Marine Corps, 17 and a half. Let me tell you something about this country y'all so much love. And they said they're going to be celebrating 250 years in the summer of America greatness. America ain't never been great. 250 years, they say. And I said to myself, y'all got to think. I said, what, were y'all taking everybody's stuff?
Yeah.
You right. But doing the blacks the way you did the Indians and the blacks. Y'all just took every, y'all just think y'all own everything.
Exactly.
It's not all of them. But the ones that are in charge is them.
Yeah.
They trying to take us back to that time now, but it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
It ain't going to work. We ain't like an ancestor. We're going to lay down. No, we going out. What? Okay, I got something for you.
All right.
I ain't talking about my hand either, y'all.
Right.
We ain't playing this. Y'all ain't taking me. I ain't never been a slave, and I never will be one. So this America, y'all, it ain't so great after all.
Amen.
No, it's not.
One thing you better remember. God know we are Israel. Now I know why they were doing what they're doing, what they're doing, what they're doing, what they're doing. I risk for the devil. The devil hate blacks, I read. Because you're Israel. Look at they hear it all that time. Can anybody give God a praise for us being Israel? And just because we're Israel, our brother's grafted in, he's with us too. So America is still working, doing what they're doing, what they're doing. I said this morning, went right back to my thought, that they gonna get the lady. Boy, I tell you, in 2026, faith was outlast frustration. And you know some of us, we get frustrated.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
With the jobs. You go work on their jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
They treat us, we got to work harder than anybody.
You know it.
We got to double work. And I can remember, I had been saved. And I was working. Some of y'all heard this story. Don't get me closed up. I got communion. And this nun kept calling me boy. Every day I would see her, she said, good morning, boy. So after a while, I got tired of it. This morning, one morning, I went to work and I went into the locker room. And I seen this one dude in there. He started talking. I said, man, I'm tired of this lady calling me boy. I said, when she called me boy, I'm going to slap the mess out of her, slap her down today. I don't care about this job. I don't care about this lady. I'm nobody's boy.
Right.
So the guy that called my father, he went to him and told him that Rudy Walker, he was stupid. He came, he said, hey, come here. He said, don't you slap that lady. he said, don't you got a car note?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. He said, don't you got an apartment?
Yeah.
I said, yeah. He said, I'm retired twice. Mm. And I'm still working because I don't want to stay at home and just drink all the time.
Right.
He said, you got to learn how to swallow, champ. So he's calling me champ. I said, swallow. He said, champ, let me tell you something. You got to swallow. Well, you ain't going to make it.
Yeah.
No job. They've always got us working hard or doing more. Just work and do it.
Yeah.
I thought about what he said.
Same death, same face.
Then I went out. I went out. And guess who I ran into? They got up and went with that lady. I believe it was the next day. We're the same thing. She said, I woke up. Good morning, boy. I said, hey, wait a minute. Ain't nobody's boy. Let's establish this right now. I said, ain't nobody's boy. You can call me a boy for too long. I'm a man.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what that woman did? A position opened up. She went to the head of the department and said, you need to hire Mr. Coleman for that position. He supervised me too. I promise y'all. Every time she sees me, hey, young man. Hey, young man. I got the gloves.
Yep.
Got the gloves, y'all. Standing is choosing patience over panic. You got to be patient when you pray and wait.
Yeah.
You pray for a husband, but you going out there. You going out there. Hey, how you doing? You shut your mouth.
Okay.
Just look good. You're fine. Smell good and look good. And let me tell you something. Most men, when we get a drink, we understand that beauty is only skinny.
Yes.
They look pretty if you want to. They ain't worth a quarter or something. Don't know how to cook. Don't know how to make a bed. Don't know how to do nothing. But look for you to pay for everything and take care of everything. Devil is a lie. Now, back in the 20s and all that, it was responsibility to take care of your wife. Yeah. But we're 21st century. We both gonna handle that. Now. Ain't no. We both gonna put money up in this place. I'm gonna match what you got. When I do with me and my wife, bro, I'm gonna get pay the bill. If it's $50 now, you get 25.
That's right.
We always work like that.
Yeah.
Standing means guarding your identity, culture. When trying to rename you, redefine you, and reduce you. But standing says, I know who I am in Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Even in the world doesn't agree.
Yes.
Standing in 2026 also means emotional, spiritual resilience. Yes. You don't burn out trying to prove yourself.
Right.
You don't fold under pressure to explain everything. You rest in obedience and let God handle the outcome. Paul didn't say stand when you feel strong.
All right.
He says, stand after you've done all, stand. That means even when your knees are weak, your stance can still be firm. In 2026, stand when its clarity is rare. Stand when obedience is costly. Stand when faith feels quiet. Stand when results seem slow. Because standing is not passive, it's prophetic. When you stand, you declare that God is still God. Truth is still truth.
Yes.
And victory is still victory. At the prayer stand, at the obedience stand, at the tears stand, at the done all.
Thank you, Jesus. That's all I can do.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you have any feedback for us, email the Red Blonde Fox at blackdarkrebel@gmail.com. Don't forget to share and subscribe to the Red Blonde Fox to receive notifications on our latest episodes. Remember, you are who you are because God made you. This your girl, Red Blonde Fox.